Welcome to the Golden Lady Podcast. It's me, the Golden Lady. Today I want to talk about think for yourself. Think for yourself. And I say this because a lot of times we allow other people to hijack our thoughts and we don't think for ourselves. Whenever you mention something to someone else, whether it's a goal you're trying to meet or something you're trying to do or an idea that you have, the first thing they normally say is something negative, or they give you a reason why you can't do it. If you come out and you say, I want to be a nurse. You want to be a nurse? You don't have enough money to go to school for that. They work too much. Things like that. And a lot of us, we'll take that and internalize it and we believe it. Just because somebody else said it, as if they know more. But this is what we have to stop doing. We have to stop listening to people who are not doing what we seek out to do. If you want to be a nurse, talk to a nurse or somebody in, at least in the medical profession. Don't talk to your friend who goes to work at a fast food restaurant every day. And I'm not putting that down, but I'm just saying that put your ideas out to people that will give you constructive feedback. And when I say this, I don't mean to belittle anybody or anything, but some people just aren't on your mental level. We all grow at different rates, okay? In my lifetime, I've outgrown many people. And there were times I realized when I look back that there were times where I felt like I might have stayed in place or stayed stagnant a little too long just for them to still be my friend or just to still be in that environment so they wouldn't make fun of me, so they wouldn't look at me and make little snarky comments and things like that. But after a while, I got over that because you know what? You make new friends and you grow to another level and you're growing in life. And I finally discovered that, hey, that's what you're supposed to do. You're not put on here just to stay in the same place for the rest of your life. And other people make comments, negative comments, because they're jealous of your growth. Or they want you to stay on their level because that's where it's comfortable. You have to get uncomfortable if you want to reach that goal or have success. You can ask anybody on the earth, any successful person, did you get successful by being comfortable? And they'll tell you no. Anybody. And I don't even know them all personally. But my point is, that's not how you grow. You can't stay in that same circle. And on the flip side, you can't bring everybody with you. There are certain things that you have to protect yourself. And thinking that you're either going to stay in the circle or once I quote unquote make it, I'll bring those people with me. And 9 times out of 10, that's not a good idea. Because once again, they'll keep you on their level and they'll throw out these little comments and it'll mess with your mind and you'll start thinking the way they think. And before you know it, you'll lose some of that success that you attained. And it's not because of, you know, something didn't work out. It's because of your thought patterns. You allow them to hijack your thoughts. And it may sound mean, but trust me, the older you get, you'll see. You know, don't allow people to determine how far you can go. You set your own standards and set them high. Stop setting these standards where you can achieve them in 2 weeks. Do something big, you know. Because if you do it big, if you think big goals, you'll continually strive. You'll always have something to strive for. And you never know, one day you just might hit that standard. You might hit that goal, no matter how big it is. So, the main thing, and this is one of the most important things in growing up in life in general, think for yourself. Don't allow other people to come in and take your thoughts from you and twist it around and put them back in your head like you're a robot. No, you're your own person, and they're their own person. At any time, at any given time, they can decide to reach their goals. They can decide to write down what they want to do in the future. And going back to putting yourself in that right environment, you know, I heard a saying, the ants shouldn't be telling the bees how to make honey. The ants shouldn't be telling the bees how to make honey. It's because ants don't make honey. That's not their thing. So why would a bee ask an ant or listen to an ant on how to make honey? No, a bee is going to go to another bee. That's how you grow. That's how your environment becomes, it becomes great. It becomes fertile enough for you to actually grow. So stop telling your ideas to people who aren't even on your level. If I want to be a nurse, I'm going to go ask a nurse, or I'm going to go ask a doctor, or I'll tell them my idea, or I'll talk to them. That's who you want to talk to. You don't want to talk to a fast food worker. You don't want to talk to the guy who washes cars, because that's not in their mind. That's not what they want to do. They're not on that mental level like you are. Now, if you want to manufacture tires, you could go talk to the guy that washes cars, or if he knows anybody who's in the tire industry. Okay, that's fine. If you want to be the next McDonald's, go and talk to the manager at the fast food restaurant or the owner of the fast food restaurant. That's fine. But what I'm saying is, you can't go throwing your idea around willy-nilly, because everybody has their own opinion. And you need to surround yourself with people, or know when to let your ideas out. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some people, they're very supportive, no matter what you do. But trust me, you have more of those people who will tell you you can't before they even think about supporting you. So even if you don't have that personal environment, anybody you can go talk to personally, they're online groups. But there's a way to do it now. You're not stuck talking with the same five people in your neighborhood the way we were 30, 40 years ago. We have resources right at the palm of our hands now. And it's up to you to use it. Just like anybody else, people who put other people down. Like some people, that's just how they are. And they may never change. But that's their decision. That's their choice. If your choice is to grow and to go out and do what your heart desires, but for some reason they don't see that fit for you, so what? This is what you want to do. At the end of the day, you have to look back and see and look and see if everything that you did is what you wanted to do in life. Today, really. So think for yourself. It's so easy to get caught up in someone else's web. But you have to think for yourself. Don't be afraid. Just because Susie failed at being a nurse, or she didn't pass a couple of classes, that doesn't mean that you have that same path that she does. You may go and do it, and you study hard, and you do what you're supposed to do, and you pass with flying colors, and you have a job opportunity waiting for you. Don't let other people hold you back through their thoughts, through their opinions. Because it happens. I know when someone says, oh, you can't do that, it rings in the back of your mind. But we need to do the opposite and get that muscle up that says, oh, I can do it. You just watch me. And stop, you know, being so afraid and fragile at what other people say, and just because you want to fit in their circle. Eventually you're going to outgrow your circle. But do not let what they say about you hold you back. That's the most important thing. I encourage you, think for yourself. Do what you want to do. Because in the end, you don't want to live with those regrets. Man, I should have blossomed out when I had the chance to. I shouldn't have listened to Susie when she told me that people like me aren't supposed to be nurses. Don't do that. You run your life. You make the choices. Everybody else has the same options and the same choices and decisions to make. It's up to them to make the right one. And it's up to you to think for yourself and decide the course of your life. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Golden Lady. And subscribe to The Golden Lady Podcast. Check me out on my website, thegoldenlady.com. That's GOALDEN. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep it moving.